both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil went into the last election promising to abolish the USC. It's something that couldn't be done. Fianna Fáil had a lighter version of that policy, but it meant about stripping about 5 billion euro out of the tax base every single year. We made it very, very clear that if you want to address the crises that we have on health, that we have in housing, that we have in transport, then that is simply impossible. We thought that the government had seen sense in their supporters in Fianna Fáil, but it's clear from the speech that was given by Minister Michael Noonan that he still intends to go with a tax-cutting agenda, the benefit of which are felt by the wealthiest in society, and that comes at a cost, and that's what the people of Donegal need to realise, that when a tax-cutting agenda is announced at Budget Day, it comes at a cost. It means, for example, the cancellation of respite services, which we've seen in this county since January. It means, for example, not being able to replace consultants in our hospitals or the adequate nurses in our hospitals. It means having to put up with dozens of people of Cromer County in hospital trolleys. And I don't think that is the choice that the people of Donegal want. And it's not the choice that was sent and the message that was sent to this government in the election. And we're calling on Michael Noonan to dump this disastrous policy that suits his own agenda, but doesn't suit the vast majority of people in the country.
And as you said, particularly within the county of Donegal, there are other crises that need to be looked at, such as the trolley crisis.
It's without a doubt, and you know, people talk about that there's a vast amount of money going into health, and there's no doubt about it that we are spending quite a large amount of money in health. But our population is growing at a very, very rapid pace. We have 20,000 more people over the age of 65 every year. We have a growing population. We have people living longer, thank God, because of the type of healthcare that we're able to provide them. But that is putting immense pressure in our hospitals right across the board. It's putting pressure on our community hospitals. Last year, we had a cuts agenda in relation to home care packages and home health hours. When somebody passed away, for every 2 hours that was saved by the HSE, only one was allocated out. And the reason that was happening is to save money. Yet the government still plan to give scarce resources away in tax cuts that will benefit the wealthiest, while it's people on the ground which will have to put up with this, which will have to, you know, put up with inadequate supports for our schools, whether primary or secondary, inadequate supports for infrastructure, and we are all familiar with that, driving over the bumpy potholed roads in the county, and inadequate supports for health services as we see patients, our friends, our family, our colleagues having to languish in either long waiting lists or in hospital trolleys, and it's simply not acceptable. And I, for one, intend to challenge that type of reckless agenda when I get back to the Dáil next week.